Mother, although how we knew this was a mystery to me. Aunt Imelda would have remained a very shadowy figure if I had not been encouraged to look her up when I moved to Skipton a few years ago. My mother hoped that I might be able to catch up on decades of lost news, but I was unwilling to help. There were already too many relatives for me to have any interest in one I had never met. And anyway, I had my own, more immediate family to take up my time and energies. The last thing that I wanted to inflict on my wife and two children was a visit to a miserable great-aunt who had never shown any interest in us. Some months later, though I received word that Aunt Imelda was very ill, I had a mental image of her living in some vast, crumbling Gothic revival house on the outskirts of Knaresborough. I was convinced that it would be a gloomy pile with only a little light allowed in through the closed-drawn blinds. There would be asprodestrus, I assumed, and antimacassars on the chairs. I even imagined illuminated texts from the Bible framed on the walls. I really didn't relish the thought of having to visit the